Today I share with you some words from the Old Testament reading from the book of Ruth, which was read by Craig. Specifically, I would like us to reflect on Ruth chapter 1 and verse 16. But Ruth said, "Do not press me to leave you or to turn back from following you. Where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God." This statement from Ruth to her mother-in-law, Naomi, is an excerpt from a conversation between two persons who truly love and care for each other. And as we know, it is part of a bigger story. As Naomi and Ruth were both widows, Naomi advised Ruth, her daughter-in-law, to return to her mother's house. But Ruth refused to turn her back on her mother-in-law. And Ruth's declaration of loyalty is a message with which many can identify today. This narrative, which is considered by many to be a literary masterpiece, captures the human experience of total loyalty. Yesterday, I couldn't help but think about words like loyalty, faithfulness, devotion, and allegiance as I went through the day. It was an amazing day. And not to bore you with details, in the morning, the faithful family of a former parishioner invited me to be with them at the cemetery for the interment of ashes of a loved one. And many of you who've been in the parish for a while might remember the name Inez Welsh, who was very active in this parish. She passed on a year ago today, and so the family wanted to have the interment of ashes. And there around the grave were gathered two sons who actually came to Sunday school at St. George's Church. They were friends, and they gathered to give thanks to God and to place the ashes of a loved one in their final resting place. Loyalty, devotion, carrying out the wishes of a loved one. Early afternoon, we joined a parish family for the blessing of their new residence, a multi-generational family that made the commitment to live together for their mutual love and support. And early evening, we attended the renewal of marriage vows of a faithful couple, people who we've known over the years as they celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary. And so I couldn't help but think of loyalty, of devotion as a faithful family at the interment of ashes of a loved one, the blessing of the home of a multi-generational family, and the renewal of marriage vows, which I experienced and witnessed yesterday, all part of the bigger picture of their life stories, I'm sure. But I'm suggesting today that perhaps the story of Ruth and Naomi could be considered a template, a guide, a model, a pattern to follow in our relationship with God and in our relationship with family and friends. And from the book of Ruth, we read of a relationship where the greatest bond was their faith in God. Ruth said to Naomi, "Your people shall be my people, but more importantly, your God will be my God." A relationship of strong mutual commitment to each other. A relationship in which each person tried to do what they think was best for the other. Because we know from the Old Testament reading that Naomi tried to persuade Ruth to return to her family, as she felt that she would be better off. And from verse 15, we read, "So she said, 'See, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Return after your sister-in-law.'" However, we know that Ruth had other ideas. So what could we learn from the story of Ruth and Naomi to help us in our relationship with Christ and with each other? I would like to suggest that, first of all, our own circumstances might influence how our walk with Christ continues. And in the case of Ruth and Naomi, their encounter, their meeting, some situation that is meant to be, that puts people together. Some might even refer to this as divine providence. Some call it destiny. Some call it fate. And Ruth and Naomi's circumstances as close relatives brought them into a relationship with each other. And of course, we know that people from all walks of life meet each other through family connections, through friends, or other circumstances. But beyond our circumstances of meeting and being together, when people are in relationships with each other, the time comes to make choices. And we are fully aware of Ruth's choice, articulated so clearly in the scripture today. And I would imagine that there is often a lot of care and consideration between people who decide to stay the course through thick and thin, especially in times of doubt, in times of disappointment, and in times of discouragement. But our choices might involve taking some risks, but also exhibiting faith and confidence in God and in each other. So our circumstances, our choices, and then there is the commitment. We hear a declaration of love and commitment to each other in the scripture reading today. But like Ruth and Naomi, we will also have to meet the challenges, because our love, our loyalty, and our relationships will be tested at one time or another. But that is the time when our loyalty to each other and our strength of character could result in a much closer relationship. And I dare say that we do have a model from Ruth and Naomi. My friends, through our baptism, there's a commitment to a new life in Christ, whether it was made for us as infants or whether we made that commitment as adults. Ruth decided to leave everything and everyone behind to go with Naomi, and it meant a final separation from her people. But the good news for us is that when we decide to make a full commitment to follow Christ, we do not take this leap of faith alone, as we are all in this together, as people who have made that Christian commitment. Ruth's promise goes to the point where she invoked the wrath of God if she did not honor her commitment. She was saying to Naomi that through thick and thin, she could depend on her. And my friends, this is the level of commitment required of us when we make a decision to follow Christ, when we make a decision in our Christian vocation. So in closing, the scripture for today reminds us that the presence of God in a relationship could neutralize situations that have the potential to divide people. And in this particular relationship, Ruth's extraordinary loyalty is the instrument that God used to ensure a loving and a continuing relationship between two family members. Similarly, our faithfulness to God, our faithfulness to Holy Scripture, the ministry of the church, through God's grace, could help us to share God's love. Biblical scholars have suggested that the book of Ruth is a story of God's grace. And if you have a close look at the book of Ruth, it's difficult to refute that suggestion. It's a story of God's grace in the midst of difficult circumstances. So, my friends, we should be encouraged because God is at work in us. God is at work in our families. God is at work in the church and in the world around us. And he could also use us, just as he used Naomi, to bring our families and our friends to him. Tomorrow, the church celebrates All Saints' Day, with a special focus on those whose lives are examples of how we as Christians ought to live. How about the examples of Ruth and Naomi? My siblings, my sisters and brothers in Christ, these thoughts I share with you in the name of God, who is Father, who is Son, and who is Holy Spirit. Amen.